Welcome to another episode of our podcast. Today, we're going to delve into a topic that affects millions of people worldwide: how to navigate food allergies and intolerances while maintaining a balanced diet. Food allergies and intolerances can be a real challenge, especially when it comes to maintaining a balanced diet. But with a little knowledge and planning, it's entirely possible to eat well, enjoy your food, and stay healthy. Let's start by understanding what food allergies and intolerances are. A food allergy is an immune system reaction that occurs soon after eating a certain food. Even a tiny amount of the allergy-causing food can trigger signs and symptoms such as digestive problems, hives, or swollen airways. In some people, a food allergy can cause severe symptoms or even a life-threatening reaction known as anaphylaxis. Food intolerance, on the other hand, is generally less serious and often limited to digestive problems. If you have a food intolerance, you may be able to eat small amounts of the offending food without trouble. You may also be able to prevent a reaction. For example, if you have lactose intolerance, you may be able to drink lactose-free milk or take lactase enzyme pills. Now let's talk about how to navigate these challenges while maintaining a balanced diet. The first step is to identify the foods that cause problems. This can be done through an elimination diet, where you remove certain foods from your diet and then gradually reintroduce them to see how your body reacts. It's important to do this under the supervision of a healthcare professional to ensure you're still getting all the nutrients you need. Once you've identified the foods that cause problems, the next step is to find suitable substitutes. For example, if you're allergic to dairy, you might choose almond milk or soy milk instead. If you're intolerant to gluten, you might choose foods made with rice or corn flour instead of wheat flour. It's important to read food labels carefully, as many processed foods contain hidden allergens. For example, many canned soups contain wheat, and many salad dressings contain dairy. Maintaining a balanced diet is all about ensuring you're getting a wide variety of nutrients from different food groups. If you're avoiding certain foods due to allergies or intolerances, you'll need to find other sources of these nutrients. For example, if you're avoiding dairy, you'll need to find other sources of calcium and vitamin D, such as fortified plant milks or leafy green vegetables. It's also important to remember that everyone's body is different, and what works for one person may not work for another. It's always a good idea to work with a healthcare professional or a dietitian to create a diet plan that meets your individual needs. In conclusion, navigating food allergies and intolerances while maintaining a balanced diet can be a challenge, but it's entirely possible with a little knowledge and planning. Remember to identify your problem foods, find suitable substitutes, read food labels carefully, and ensure you're getting a wide variety of nutrients from different food groups. And most importantly, listen to your body and seek professional advice when needed. Thank you for joining me on this journey today. I hope this episode has given you some useful insights into managing food allergies and intolerances while maintaining a balanced diet. Remember, it's not about restriction, but about finding what works best for your body and enjoying a wide variety of delicious, nutritious foods. Until next time, stay healthy and happy eating.